Back inside the booth at Jess Dow Field, Southern Connecticut State University. Rob Adams, Sean Kilkelly, Jason Intruri will try to get down to Nick Angotto in a moment, in part so we can see if everything's working down there. Nick, you must be the coldest guy in the stadium. Talk to us.
Incredibly cold down here, right? And as you can see by everyone here on the sideline, everyone is completely bundled up. The referees have multiple jackets on, but let's go back up to you for the national anthem.
All right, as we do so, we will bring in the Greenwich High School marching band. Of the national anthem by the Greenwich Marching Band. Not their strongest group. They don't have the entire band here, but they've got just enough to certainly make you feel like it's a little bit of Cardinal Stadium East on this Saturday night at Jess Dow Field.
Rob, I'm a little bit disappointed in the amount of fans here tonight on both sides of the stadium, but hopefully that means they're either listening to us on the radio or wherever they have a computer at WGCH.com.
Well, they've got a couple of options, certainly. I saw Phil Soto-Ortiz from another outlet. And, Sean, I'm going to call you Sean the Killer Kilkelly tonight, since George the Coach DeMeo is here as well. So,
thank you. I love nicknames.
I haven't come up with either one for either myself or Jason, but we'll work on that as the night goes on.
How about Rob Sammy Boy Adams? It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not bad. Not bad. The player, the captains meet at midfield at this very moment. And that means for the Cardinals, it's Jim Dunster, Jonathan Myers, Chris Bisanzo, and Phil Catalano. And along for the Gales is Mike Monero, along with David Fenton. And we'll try to see who the others are. Phil Konopka is one of them, the starting quarterback, along with Ryan Kelly. There you go. There are your captains at midfield as they go through. Greenwich has won the toss, and guess what? They're going to defer.
Yeah, which is always Coach Rich Albanizio's strategy. He prefers to defer. Rob, Chris Bisanzo's older brother, Mark, played on that 2000 team. He was one of the quad captains. And that was our first year of doing a state championship game together.
That's right. Mark Bisanzo was part of the 99 team as well as a junior. Then came back as the senior, one of the quad captains. And that was a very good team and yet not a great team. It was a team that lost in the FCAC championship game to New Canaan. And you talk about the Westfall playing quarterback today for New Canaan. Well, it was another Westfall that day. It was Mike Westfall who came in and knocked the Cardinals off 21-20.
Some people thought that that 2000 Greenwich Cardinals team overachieved.
In some ways they did. I mean, we've talked about it with Mars Petrasio, Jason, that that was the first time that Staples came into Cardinal Stadium and beat them. And the only two losses that the Cardinals have suffered in this decade at Cardinal Stadium have been at the hands of the Staples Wreckers.
Absolutely, and you're absolutely right, Rob. Coach Petrasio almost even looked at that game as, you know, for Staples, they were then a team to be reckoned with by getting that win. And every program needs that kind of win. And when you need to go in and beat a big-time program. And for Staples beating Greenwich, that was huge at third place.
They are. Go ahead, Sean.
I was going to say, should I put on my wrestling commentating voice and kind of do a, let me tell you something, Rob.
If you must.
I just get a laugh out of our buddy down the hall.
John Morelli, ready to kick it off. He will kick toward what I'm guessing would be... This takes a little maneuvering here. I'm trying to figure out, get my bearings. I think this would be the east, the west end
west
zone
side.
To our right. Yep.
Yeah.
West end zone to our right. So the Cardinals will defend the west. The Gales will defend the east. The Gales in white uniform tops. White, black, and orange are their main colors. The Cardinals wearing the red tonight. Morelli breaks the huddle, and we are just about set to go as we close the Shore and Country Properties pregame show brought to you by Shore and Country Properties, from the shore to the back country for all your real estate needs. They were not kidding with a 7 o'clock kickoff. We're early. We're underway. A high end over ender that's going to be taken back at the 20-yard line. Coming upfield, finding an opening, and then here comes the hammer brought by Will McHale on Christopher Mancuso, just a freshman. He got a little wackadini to start this game.
Yeah, he did indeed, Rob. Really, that's one of the better hits I've seen the last couple of weeks.
Perhaps it was 21, Robert Franco. He's a senior. That looks like the case now. Franco looks more like the right size, 5'9", 165. We will introduce the starting lineups in just a moment. Two receivers go out to the left, including Alex Benedito. Philip Konopka. Phil Konopka settles under center. First down, he's going to throw. Left side complete at the 41-yard line and a lean to midfield into Cardinal territory to Benedito. As the Cardinal offense comes out, brought to you by Oscar Thompson Plumbing and Heating. For all your plumbing and heating needs, call Oscar Thompson at 531-4941. The Cardinals led defensively up front by the same guys they've been led by all year. Ryan Benincasa, Bo Brunelli, Chris Bizanzo, and then Jonathan Myers in the linebackers with Jeff DeVico, Trevor Lattimore, and Will McHale, CJCC as well. We'll talk about it in a moment. Handoff goes to the right and then up the middle, just about to the 46-yard line. A couple of yards there for Andre Henderson. The rest of the defense stacks up with the corners Tim Morahan and Jim Dunster and Sean Sutton playing safety.
And Rob, Henderson came back from a midseason shoulder injury. So that gives the Shelton Gales kind of that 1-2 punch that we spoke about earlier. They generally run out of the I formation.
As they will here on what is a 2nd and 7 at the Greenwich 46, between the hash marks, moving from left to right. Konopka under center, uses a little play action and then gives it off. Straight up the middle goes Schultz, and Schultz near a first down, but he's going to come up short right near the 40-yard line with Lattimore and Myers in on the stop. Good enough for 6.
And Schultz goes 5'10", 185 pounds, but looks to be a pretty strong player. Kind of barrels his way through there.
You know, Rob, you're talking about Westfall and Bisanzo and their, you know, siblings playing state games. Schultz, the tremendous player for Shelton, Jeff Schultz, had a quote. He said he's been waiting for this day his entire life.
With 3rd and 1 yard, we'll finish the thought in a moment. Back to Schultz. He's hit hard, but a good push is going to give him a first down at the 38-yard line. And then a little extra something right at the end of the play between Bizanzo and I think what looked like maybe it was 75 for the Gales.
Dave
Fenton.
So they're both fired up, which is good to see that early in the game. Both teams really fired up for this one, really into it.
We'll get back to Jason and finish the quote in a moment. Two receivers go left, Gregory Sulek and Alex Benedito. First down at the 38, pitch going right. It is going toward Henderson, and he gets inside the 35, down to the 33, brought down by Benincasa and Jeff DeVico.
Jeff Schultz has been going to state championship games since he was a little kid. His quote was, "I've been waiting for this day my entire life." And for the Shelton team here, they have a great drive going to start the game.
For Shelton, they were most recently number 7 in the coach's poll. 2nd down, play action, back to throw, looking left, now right, fires over the middle and complete at the 15-yard line, a sliding catch done by Schultz to find a first down.
Rob, what a great fake that was by Konopka. He faked the handoff to Henderson, and then he was able to nail Schultz. Really had everybody faked out here. I mean, this Shelton Gales offense has shown a lot on this drive, a couple of passes and some excellent runs up the middle. This is something that Greenwich is not used to.
First down at the Cardinal 15-yard line, near side hash. Pitch goes to Schultz. And Sergeant Schultz runs it to the left and straight up the middle for a couple of yards, met by Myers. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football.
The voice of Greenwich. This is 1490 WGCH Greenwich.
At Jess Dow Field on the campus of Southern Connecticut State University in New Haven, Rob Adams, Sean Kilkelly, Jason Intruri with Nick Angotto on the sideline. The Class AA Championship and a second down play coming up in Cardinal territory. Quick pass to the left side, complete to Benedito, runs it on the left sideline where Will McHale meets him and pushes him out inside the Cardinal 10 at the 6-yard line. Jason, to you, surprised the way the Gales have come out here?
Not really. I mean, I didn't see them at all play this year, but listening to Elliot Schickler, our pregame guest, and some of the homework I did before this game, you know, the one consistent thing about Shelton was they played a very rugged schedule, and they survived it and got to today. So,
Konopka under center, now with a first and goal. Gives it off right back to Schultz, who tries to barrel his way into the end zone. He'll get down near the 2-yard line. That's good enough for just about 4 yards. Let's see where they put him down, perhaps closer to the 1. So we'll have a second and goal at the 1.
And Rob, right now the line is being owned by Shelton. Their offensive line is dominating the Greenwich Cardinals defensive line. I mean, this is something Greenwich is not used to at all.
Second and goal at the 1. Konopka works with trips in the backfield now. Double tight end. Goes to Schultz. Schultz pushes hard, but no indication. He did not get in. Third and goal.
And Rob, that was a stop. That looked, it was Jim Dunster who made the tackle along with Jeff DeVico. DeVico has been all over the field tonight to open up for the Cardinals on D. Really been an active presence, moving really well and reading the play very well also.
Third and goal coming up at the 1-yard line. Cardinals stack it right up on the line of scrimmage. Trying to run it to the right side. Here comes Henderson. He's in. Touchdown.
Henderson running to his right, stayed on his feet, and faked the Cardinals out. The Cardinals were moving to their right, and they got completely faked out. And Henderson, who's only been back for a few weeks now after suffering that shoulder injury, he puts it in. And this is where, you know, the Cardinals, we're going to have to see how they respond. They're not used to being behind at all. And here they find themselves first drive trailing the Shelton Gales.
On for the point after try is Jamal Mitchell. He is a junior, left-footed kicker. Now they're set. There's a snap. It's good. Spot. Kick up. It's hooking right. It is no good. First break for the Cardinals. 7:20 to go in the first quarter. Shelton 6, Greenwich nothing. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football. I'm 1490 WGCH. Back in New Haven, the Cardinals will get the ball for the first time on offense. Down 6-0. For the Gales, just a methodical drive as they went some 65 yards. Here's the kickoff. It's a low line drive, a low bouncer rather, a ground ball picked up by John Cavanaugh at the 19-yard line. He finds an opening, heads to the right, had some running room. He'll get some decent field position, though, at the 43-yard line. He carried one tackler with him. I believe it was number 27 for the Gales. That is Joel Ude. He's a 6-foot sophomore, but he carried him for a good 5 to 10 yards, Sean.
Yeah, he did. He did carry Ude that far, and that brings the Cardinal fans to their feet and fire it up here as the Cardinals have good field position. Let's see how they respond to Shelton scoring.
We'll introduce the offense in a moment. Tucker Stafford, who's played so well this year, he's got a first down and he gives it off to Jonathan Myers. Running to the left from the 42, stretches it to the outside. Outside the numbers, waits for his blockers, and he'll get a first down into Gale territory at the 45-yard line. Finally wrapped up by Jeff Schultz.
And what a battle that's going to be between Myers and Schultz all night. Both guys play both sides of the ball. They both excel on both sides of the football. And right there you saw Myers. One of the reasons why he's a big-time player, he got up to around the 50-yard line. He kind of looked around and then saw an opening and got it up to the 45-yard line. But he really just does a great job of reading the defense and looking for openings.
13 yards and a first down. In shotgun, two receivers left. And it goes right back to Myers, who tries to run over people up the middle. for no more than a yard to the 43-yard line, brought down by Mike Manzo. The Cardinals offensively are brought to you by Oscar Thompson Plumbing and Heating. For all your plumbing and heating needs, call Oscar Thompson at 531-4941. The quarterback is Tucker Stafford. In the backfield, John Kavanaugh and Jonathan Myers. The wide receivers are Trevor Lattimore and Jimmy Dunster. The tight end, Ricky Rashika. Up front, it's Pat O'Connor with Spencer Harrison, Mike Martino, Phil Catalano, and it's all anchored by Chris Bisanzo. A wall of an offensive line. Dunster goes to the right. On second and nine at the 44, Stafford to throw, looks over the middle and dropped. Incomplete to Rashika. A low ball, a catchable ball at the 39-yard line. Coverage provided by Dan Corwick.
For an underdog team like Shelton, Rob, I think this is a very important defensive stance for them. If they can hold the Cardinals and then get the ball back, already up 6-0, I think it's going to have to give Shelton, the underdog, a big lift.
Dunster and I believe Mike Pirelli came out to the left side. Stafford waiting on third down. Lots of time over the middle and high, incomplete. Intended for Pirelli at the 36-yard line. Really would have been short of first down yardage.
So Shelton, they're fired up now as they've stopped Greenwich on their opening drive. And, I mean, we've seen Greenwich countless times this year come out, score on the first drive, and, you know, basically run away with football games.
Shane Kelly comes on to punt. He has taken over the starting role since Stafford's injury down in Florida. With Schultz waiting back at his own 13. Good snap, lots of time. You recall that there was a problem with the snap against Central the other night. This is a short kick that does take a Cardinal bounce inside the 15 down to the 11-yard line. That's good enough, Sean, good enough for 45 yards and no return.
Yeah, Rob, you said it, Cardinal bounce. That took a weird kind of hop. I mean, it really, by just following the football, I thought it was going to bounce out of bounds, but it kind of decided at the last second, I'm going to stay in bounds, and it did just that.
It is a field turf, so it is artificial. But this is not your conventional stadium. It's tree-lined off to the right toward that western end zone. So it's not like an enclosed bowl. First down at the 12. Konopka calls it, gives it to Schultz. Runs into tacklers, and the Cardinals really stack the line right there. A short gain, maybe a yard to the 13. 6-0 Shelton as we play here with 5.5 to go in the opening quarter at Southern Connecticut State University.
I mentioned earlier that in order to get here, Shelton defeated Southington 21-19. They survived a dogfight. How will Greenwich fare in a dogfight, Rob?
Traditionally, the Cardinals, not a great dogfight kind of shootout team. Second and eight at the 14. Konopka to throw, looks left, fires, complete and then dropped by Benedito, who got a little how you doing from Sean Sutton.
Yeah, Sutton with a real good pop there. And that brings the Cardinals faithful to their feet, giving them something to cheer about.
I would think you've got to come to your feet on this night to stay warm out there. I mean, this booth is wonderful, but it's also cold in here. That's how cold it is tonight.
And keep in mind, they're sitting on metal bleachers, which isn't exactly a picnic either.
It has filled in a little more, certainly on the Shelton side, but those are the visiting grandstands. Over here, still some empty seats. Third and eight at the Shelton 14, moving from left to right. Konopka calls it, drops back, rolling left. He's a righty with time, throws high, complete. Finds Solik, who's complete with a loose ball out to the 30-yard line at the 32. Cardinals say they've got it. No indication. Still no indication. Looks like the Gales did retain possession. No, it's Cardinal ball. They took a long time to call it, and then finally it was as if the play had just resolved itself, and Jimmy Dunster came out of the bottom of the pile and said, here you go.
Yeah, Jimmy Dunster, and also coming up hobbled right now is Trevor Lattimore, number 5. He comes off the football field, and he's really favoring his ankle. But yeah, Rob, I looked at one referee, and he signaled towards the other end zone being in favor of the Shelton Gales, and the other official made the call in favor of the Cardinals. So a little confusion on the football field.
First big break of the night, first turnover. It comes for the Cardinals. They're down 6-0 with 4:55 to go in the opening stanza. Two receivers go left to right.
Cardinals are always opportunistic. They always make the opposition pay for mistakes.
Now it lines up actually two left and one right. Dunster, the wide receiver. Stafford takes it, hands it off. He gives it to Myers, and Myers is wrapped up at the line of scrimmage. After maybe a short yard or so, he was able to drag Ryan Kelly with him for just about a yard or two by the time he lines it all up. Second and 8.
Sean mentioned it for Shelton to get here. They came up with a 21-19 win against Southington, which was an impressive win. On the year, Shelton scored 336 points against their opponents and allowed only 183.
Second and 9 at the 31. Cardinals moving from right to left, down 6-0 in shotgun. Wade Stafford, he takes it, looking left. Now he comes back and goes right and complete. And Matt Grant, no. Matt Grant had it, couldn't hold on to it. It's going to set up a 3rd and 9. We should check in with Nick down on the sideline and see if he's staying warm. And for the Cardinals, Nick, things looking a little better than they did initially. As we bring in Nick Angotto.
Drive on defense, and the Gales just marched down the field. Greenwich couldn't stop them at all. Now they come out, force a turnover, recovered by Trevor Lattimore. And now they're trying to drive, but still not able to get the passing game down. But with the receivers still being able to get open, once they start being able to connect, it's going to be very good for the Greenwich offense.
All right, Nick, thank you. 3rd and 9. Quick pass high, goes complete near side. Dunstry is going to come up well short of first down yardage at the 26-yard line. Tackled by Nick Georgialis for the Gales. They will mark him at the 26, 27. They got to get down to the 22, let's call it. So it really sets up a 4th and 5, but it's 4-down territory. As Mike Pirelli checks in from the near sideline. Ball on the near side hash mark. Pirelli and Dunster will go to the right. Looks like Grant, the receiver, to the left. Stafford waits with Kavanaugh on the backfield. Rolls right, has time, throws, and almost intercepted. Then Dunster makes a rollover. Sliding catch at the 19-yard line.
Boy, unbelievable catch, Rob. Looked like Bernie Williams on that one with that catch. Really, really amazing job by Dunster. Everybody up here in the press box is just shocked.
Sean, I'll try not to make this a theme of the night, but do you think George, the coach, DeMeo should get a little more excited when he broadcasts the game?
Yeah.
We'll just leave it at that.
Might want to switch to Sanka.
Cardinal fans are going to think I'm completely calm by comparison. First down at the Gale 19. Waiting in shotgun is Stafford. He takes it on a sweep, and we've got a flag. Our first flag of the night. Looks like the Cardinals got a little jumpy, and they did. So that's going to cost them 5 after, Jason, a huge 4th down play. I mean, on the call I said it looked like the ball could be intercepted, and all of a sudden here's Dunster again sliding and coming out with the ball.
You know, Sean made the reference to Bernie Williams. I was thinking Dunster, the name that came to my mind was Sean Dunston, type of diving catch. So it is very big play for Greenwich. Keep a drive going here and to get points up on the board and jump ahead of Shelton.
Matt Grant goes out to the right with Dunster and Lattimore's checked back. No, Pirelli in on the left. Pass was high in a screen pass, incomplete off the fingertips of Myers. Early on, Sean Stafford, you know, the pass to Dunster on 4th down was a seed, but otherwise a little tentative early on.
Yeah, I'm pretty surprised Tucker Stafford came into this game tonight. 104 out of 176 completions for 1,500 yards, 11 TDs, and 3 INTs.
As Rashika checks in, and it'll set up a 2nd and 15. People standing up against the glass of the, as we get a timeout to stop play here with 2:47 to go in the first quarter.
Timeout, Greenwich.
Cardinals down 6-0. As I started to say, there are people. This press box is set in such a way that if people stand in the stands, they're actually right up against the glass of the press box. I remember actually last year, some of the people running the scoreboard and whatnot would knock on the glass and tell people to sit down because there's one person that makes me kind of have to jackknife to see the scoreboard.
Rob, since we have a timeout, for anybody who's just joining us, the score here is Shelton 6, Greenwich 0, 2:47 left in the first quarter. But other scores today, New Canaan with a 34-30 win over Hand. The story there was that New Canaan scored 3 touchdowns in the final quarter to win the game. And also Ansonia, which came in as the number one seed team in Connecticut, came out today with a decisive win over New London, 35-0. So Ansonia, New Canaan, so far state champions today.
Second and 15 at the 24. Stafford looks left. Now he's going to start to run with it and stretches to the 21-yard line. Among the tacklers was Andre Henderson, as one of the Gales got hold of Stafford by his ankle and wrapped him up for a short gain. So that brings up third and long.
Rob, I know you'll love this name, Richard Wigglesworth. He's number 59. I've been watching him all night. I mean, he is just a defensive tackle, unbelievable player. 5'8", 256, moves really well. And, I mean, he is getting in the face of Stafford on every play. Guy is unstoppable so far.
A gain of two for Stafford, bringing up third and 12 at the Gale 22. Cardinals have a golden opportunity here, but haven't done much with it. Play fake and a flag down as it comes with Dunster on a sweep to the near side and end around, and he got popped at the 25-yard line by Corwick, but we'll see about the flag.
Seen some really good hitting in this game so far. That was a real good hit, real solid, hard hit by Corwick. Flag against Greenwich.
And the Gales say they will decline it, and why wouldn't you? Again, likely four-down territory, because you're looking at probably a 42-yard field goal, and as money as Morelli has been, and Morelli has been spectacular, that's still a lot to ask.
Yeah, that is a lot to ask. So Tucker Stafford waits for the play to come in.
It comes in the mind of Ricky Rashika.
Shelton plays that 50 defense.
Rashika will stay tight and to the right. Dunster over there as well. Fourth down. As Stafford takes, deep drop, time. He's going to go for the home run ball for Rashika on the far sideline, and it's well incomplete.
And guys, I'm seeing a very pumped up Shelton sideline there. The Shelton defense once again coming up, holding the Cardinals, and they're very excited on the Shelton sideline.
Rashika was the closest one to the ball, Sean, but really, again, it was poorly thrown and out of bounds when all things are considered.
Yeah, a ball that never was catchable, and yeah, like you said, out of bounds. But the defensive line of Shelton really getting in the face of the Cardinals. I watched Wigglesworth talk a lot of trash to the Cardinals when he ran off the field.
First down at the 25-yard line, moving from left to right. Shelton up 6-0, and it's handed off to Henderson. Trying to bounce it to the outside, he does. He'll get 9, almost 10 on the far sideline, as he's pushed out of bounds by John Cavanaugh near the 35-yard line. So certainly early on, Elliott's looking pretty good in his prediction. Not only that, but the Cardinal crowd has to be a little nervous, especially after not being able to convert the first turnover of the night.
Yeah, I mean, that's something we've seen it year after year, that the Cardinals have always made the opposition pay on turnovers and unable to do it on that drive. Bit of a shock.
A gain of 8, second and 2 at the Shelton 33. Konopka gives it off, and Schultz has got some running room up the middle. He'll stretch for a first down, but the door did close as you had Bizanzo and Myers both there with a minute 15 to go in the first quarter, and Shelton leading 6-0.
You see that 1-2 punch by the Shelton Gales, Rob. First they go with Henderson, then they come back with Schultz. Two very good running backs, different styles. Henderson's more of the speedy type of back. Schultz is kind of more of the bruising type of running back.
I should mention, they're really not in competition tonight, but CPTV will broadcast this game on TV tomorrow. They're not doing this game live. They're doing another one live, so certainly check out the tape delay action starting tomorrow, I believe at 1 o'clock, as we see our next flag of the night come down. In the meantime, we can tell you we'll paint the picture. That's the scene setter, brought to you by McDermott Paint and Wallpaper, featuring the best custom paint and wallpaper for your home. The penalty goes against the Gales. A false start will cost them 5. Painting the picture this way right now, the Cardinals are down 6-0 in the Class AA State Championship game in New Haven with 46 seconds to go in the opening quarter, as Shelton scored on their first drive of the night. Two receivers go left on first and 15 at the 32. Konopka takes it, pump fake, now a deeper drop. He's going to go deeper down the left sideline. He's got a man. If he can get it, he's got it! And incomplete. He had it and dropped it, intended for Benedito down the left side at the 32-yard line. He had it. Couldn't quite come up with it, though.
Unbelievable, Rob. Benedito, we know that that's the favorite target of the quarterback, Kanapka. And Benedito showing excellent speed, running down the left sideline. And I thought he had that football, but just popping out of his hands at the last second.
Tim Morahan was matched up with him. So second and 15 now at the 32 with Shelton moving from left to right. 38 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Kanapka takes it, uses play action, rolls to the right, blitz coming, sets up a screen. He's got a man. It is Henderson. Henderson to the far sideline. 45, 50, 45 into Greenwich territory at the 39-yard line. And his teammates come down and pound on him after a long pickup. First down for the Gaels.
A play there, Rob, where it looked like the Greenwich was going to come up with a big defensive play, and Shelton gets big yardage for a first down, keeps the chains going, and is in Cardinal territory.
27 yards and a first down.
Henderson came into this game 649 yards, 7 touchdowns.
Benedito will come out to the near side. Henderson there in the slot. And the pitch goes to Schultz. Running left, hit first by Bizanzo. He'll stretch a little farther to get down near the 32-yard line. That's a gain of just about 9. They'll mark it back at the 33 with 11 seconds to go in the first quarter. Shelton driving again, up 6-0. And that possibly, well, no, clock stop with 6 to go. The clock remains stopped. Now they wind it. We had a brief injury moment, and they've gotten that player off the field. And that'll be the end of the first quarter. One in the books in the Class AA Championship. Cardinals have to be just a touch nervous. They're down 6-0. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH.